Okay, we'll get started now. There's going to be a couple of, maybe one or two people coming on into the classroom later, so we might just have to stop things for a couple of minutes, but we'll get underway while we can.
因为今天课可能会有几位同学会晚一点点进来，所以我们中间会有一点点稍微暂停，但是我们会很快就回复。
And just regarding the Zoom, for the people that are studying via the Zoom, if you can check your settings, try to come in with the microphone turned off when you first enter into the room, microphone and the video.
如果有同学是在 Zoom 上面上课的，麻烦你们如果加进来 Zoom 的时候，要立即把你的麦克风跟影像、视频关掉。
And I just had a message that the sound is okay. If you do have problems with the sound or the video at any stage and you're sure it's not at your end, meaning that the problem is in the classroom, just send a message through on the chat.
那如果在课堂中觉得声音听起来有点不太对劲，而且确定不是你们那一边的问题，是我们这边的问题的话，也麻烦你们就是打进一个讯息给我们，让我们知道声音有问题，我们会试着把它调整。
Okay, or maybe you're having problems seeing something on the whiteboard.
如果呢我在黑板上写字你们看不清楚的话也麻烦打一个字讯息给我。
Okay, or if my hair falls out of place, you can let me know as well.
如果我的头发掉到我的头前你也让我知道一下。
But normally Bam tells me already.
不过那个 Ben 大概会先告诉我了。
Okay, I think it's time to get started properly. So, 1 John 1:9, we'll name our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在从约翰一书的一章第九节，我们要跟上帝认罪。
So, let's bow our heads and name our sins directly to God the Father.
然后我们要把我们的罪状直接单独的跟我们的天父诉说。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这些时间。
We give thanks for all the spiritual resources that you've given to us from the moment that we believed in Jesus Christ.
并感谢天父能够让我们所有得到所有灵性上面属灵的这些资源，当我们认主耶稣之后开始。
And so we pray that as we focus on the message, that these things will become a reality for our spiritual lives.
也祷告，希望我们的专注力可以放在所有的课堂上所学的东西，并且也让所有所学的都可以应用在我们的属灵生活中。
And we raise up our prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所有的祷告是奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, just now you heard the sound of the coffee machine.Yeah, coffee is part of our daily provision from the Lord.
我们听到这个煮咖啡机的声，这个机器的声音哈，而咖啡呢，也是上帝每天给我们的一个生命资源。
Okay, for those that like coffee, of course.
当然啦，是为那些喜欢咖啡的人说的。
Okay, but it does help me sometimes if you're getting sleepy and you want to focus more on your studies, something like a coffee or just a bit of time to exercise, take a break. That's part of God's plan.
当我们有的时候呢，在上课中或许累了哈，然后我们想喝杯咖啡或者起来动一动，这基本上也是神了解的，是他计划的一部分。
God takes care of the little details.
因为我们的上帝是会对很多生活的细节都会注意的。
But of course, you have to use your volition to make the right applications.
但是呢，我们都是要用一个正面的意志来选择做对的一个使用。
And especially in times of lots of pressure, you know, this is when the application becomes even more important.
那当我们有的时候呢，在进入一个有压力的状态的时候，其实这种意志的运作更是重要。
Part of a parent's responsibility to children and also like a boss to their workers or even a pastor to the congregation, a pastor to his students, is to build good habits.
那对于像小孩子啦，或者是父母对小孩啦，或者是一个牧师教师对他的这些信众啦，好，都是需要慢慢的养成一个好的习惯。
And if you can build good habits, even from a very young age, this gives you the discipline and the focus that should last through your entire life.
而当我们在很小的时候就开始在学习要养成好的习惯的时候呢 它其实是一个会对我们未来的成长过程非常有帮助。
And if you get into the habit of doing certain things in a certain way, it just means that it's one less thing you have to worry about. Just for example, you know, getting up early in the morning or getting up at a particular time or eating healthy or exercising. These things are good habits and that they should be developed from a young age.
而当我们如果在很小的时候就养成了好的习惯，比如说，早上很早起床，
Hello.
然后在整个生活的各种起居饮食方面都养成好的习惯的时候呢，其实这个对我们未来长大就是很有帮助的。
Okay. And then when you get pressures come into your life, then what happens is that you don't have to worry about the things that you've been doing habitually. See, they take care of themselves and you can focus more on the problem.
而如果你已经有了某些好习惯的时候呢，这些属于习惯性的事情你就不需要再担心了。因为呢，你只需要再注意的是你还没有养成习惯的事情。
And now, for example, with the coronavirus, and that could lead to great economic disaster, actually, the way things are happening. There's going to be a lot of pressure happening in a lot of people's lives.
就如同这个病毒的事情哦，最近的这个 corona 的病毒的问题，它其实呢，对整个的经济影响会非常的大。
But this is all part of God's plan.
但这还是上帝的计划。
God does not want you to get complacent in your day-to-day living.And complacent means where, you know, if you're doing things in a certain way every day, then life becomes too easy and then you're doing things automatically.
Oh, 上帝其实不希望我们的生活啊，都是一个千篇一律没有变化的状态。
And you know, God wants you to appreciate every day that God is protecting and providing for you.
因为上帝希望我们对于每一天会发生的事情都是非常非常重视而且有感受的。
And if you're just living your life day to day and doing the same old things, which in some terms, like I just mentioned with good habits, that's a good thing. But your volition needs to be, is under testing as part of the angelic appeal trial.
就算我们每天有很好的生活习惯，每天这样过着很顺利的日子，但是我们还是需要学习，怎么样运用我们的意志，好，去选择正确的事情，这其实就是我们所谓的这个属灵征战中的一个选择。
And like James says, for example, in the book of James chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, he says, consider it all happiness or consider it blessings for you when adverse circumstances, like when adversity comes upon you or when you fall into adverse situations.
雅各书哈里面也特别提到，就是说我们每一天在面对各种所谓的比较负面的状态的时候，我们要如何去面对，这其实是我们生活中很重要的一个训练。
And the context of what James is talking about is situations beyond your control.
而雅各书所提到的事情呢，就是那些当我们无法控制的状况，在无法控制的生活中。
I'll just share this on the Zoom if I
said. 我们现在看一下雅各书的第一章第一节跟第二节。
But he says kairain, this word here, and kairain means to be happy.
在荧幕上，大家有看到希腊文的圣经哈，最后这个字是 happy。
Yeah, actually you can see the English here, they translate as to be cheerful. This is in his greeting. So he's greeting the people and saying, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be happy. That's his greeting.
好，他其实在讲的时候，用英文翻过来说是一个祝福，要让人祝福人家快乐的那种祝福。
And then he says, consider it all, and they say here, you can see the word cheerfulness, this is from the word kara. But consider it all happiness or all blessings, really is the meaning here, when you fall into tests. So you got the word pyrasma. So if you fall into a test, if you fall into a pressure situation, these are your tests here, consider it happiness.
好，所以呢，这下面的第一章第二节就提到，就是说 ，the test comes to me.
The test comes on you.
Yeah, not to fall.
The test is falling upon you. In the same way, you're falling into the testing. because you have no control. It's like you're walking along the street,
right?
And you can't see the hole,
right?
Okay, and you fall into it. It's not your fault, but it just comes upon you.
Okay, and then that's the cheerful.
You be happy about that because the test now the test is here.
Okay, 他的意思是说，在这个经句里面讲，当我们碰到了一个试炼。这个试炼就好像这样子是突发到你身上的你应该觉得开心因为你有机会被试炼
and this is one of the characteristics of a test is you don't know what's going to happen you know, that's a real test all of a sudden something's happening in your life and you have no control over it
所谓的这种测试它绝对不是你能计划的那完全都是你无法控制的所以当有这样的测试来都是突发是掉到你身上的
Some things do happen in life and you can prepare a little bit for it. But there's a lot of tests, a lot of temptations that come in and in English we say out of the blue, which means you had no anticipation it was going to happen.
当然有些测试是我们可能想象得到的但是很多很多生命中的测试都不是我们能够计划的它都是突发的就像从天而降的都是完全是超过我们可以预期的。
But this is the way that we're tested as witnesses in God's plan.
这个呢就是我们在作为上帝计划的见证人好就会发生的状态。
If somebody had said this time last year or even 6 months ago that the world would be in turmoil because of this invisible little thing that you can't even see with the eye, it's so small you can't see with the eye. And they said that, you know, people all over the world would be getting sick and then industries would be collapsing, governments would be in turmoil. If they'd said that 6 months ago, it's like, no, things are going to be good.I'm talking about the coronavirus.
But you mean there was somebody saying that?
No, if there was. But see, nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it. Even right. 6 months ago, nobody had any idea this would happen.
Even 3 months ago.
Even 3 months ago, yeah, right.
就像三个月或六个月前，如果怎么可能有人会想到现在这个整个病毒的事情会造成我们整个世界的恐慌，甚至工业的整个停顿，经济的崩盘。
We can't prepare for these kind of things specifically. If I'd known, maybe I would have stocked up on more masks and more hand cleanser and there's certain things we could have done. But really you cannot prepare for something like this.
如果我们早就知道的话我们一定准备了很多很多口罩还有洗手巾等等这些事情但这个事情就是我们无法预计的。
But one thing we do prepare for is the fact that these things, unexpected circumstances, will happen.And we prepare on a spiritual level.
但是有一件事我们可以做的，就是我们的心态在灵性、属灵上面，我们有一种准备，就是会有这样子突发性的事情降到我们。
There's an idiom in English. We say, "I always expect the unexpected."
这就像圣经上说的，我们永远要准备无法准备的状态。
But the Bible goes a lot deeper than that, and the Bible tells us, for example, in James 1 and 2, we can be happy, or we must, actually this is a command, this is in the imperative mood in the Greek, we must consider it happiness when these tests come upon us.
但是呢就像圣经讲的是更深入的就像雅各书的一章这边所提到的就是我们应该用的态度是更欢喜的去迎接这种不期无法预期的一些测试。
And like Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, as a command, he says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. This is a command.
好，在腓立比书里面，特别提到呢，为上帝而欢喜。
And again, I say rejoice.
就是我们要说我们要欢喜。
Okay, remember that Paul wrote that when he was in prison in Rome, writing to the Philippians.
那时候保罗他在罗马被关到监狱，而且真的要把他移到另外，从罗马把他移监，好到腓立比去的过程中，他写的。
It was a very tough situation that he was in, and the prison wasn't a comfortable place to be in.
而这对保罗来讲，那是一个非常非常。折磨的一个状态，因为监狱永远都不是舒服的。
Okay, but he was happy under those circumstances, and under the Holy Spirit, he was commanding other people to also be happy, whatever their circumstances were.
但是呢，保罗呢，却他写下这个的时候是用一个命令句哦，就是说圣灵 它都是代表圣灵写下来的，圣灵是要求我们在任何的状态都要喜乐。
Happiness is one of the spiritual fruits of the spiritual life.
而喜乐呢，是我们最重要的一个圣灵的果实，是我们属灵生活上面很重要的圣灵果实。
It's a manifestation of applying the spiritual life.
这是我们在把所谓在属灵操练里面必须要做到的事。
Now the more difficult the test, the more temptation there is to get angry or to get bitter or to feel sorry for yourself. So that the harder the test or the more the adversity is, then there's more pressure to have these mental sins.
好，因为在越受到压迫的状态中呢，在我们的整个心理的状态里面是受到更多折磨的时候呢，这个测试是越有力的。
For example, when the news of the coronavirus first broke out, now that's a little bit of a pressure just hearing the news. But you'll think, well, you know, that happened for many of us a long way away. But for some of you, you were very close to that area.
像有些人呢，刚开始听到这个病毒的事情的时候，对他来讲只是一个听闻。那跟那些离病毒最近的人来讲呢，他们所受到的压力是更大的。
Okay, for some people, at first they heard, okay, now you have to stay at home, and it could be for a couple of weeks. So now the test is increasing a little bit.
也许有一些人必须居家隔离，然后那当那个时候你就开始压力感觉比较大了。
Well, even at that point, some people are starting to get frustrated.
即使是在那个状态，有一些人就已经受不了了，已经觉得非常的受苦。
But then the test gets greater. For example, then you're starting to read about the news and see messages come on WeChat and Line, for example, that people around you are dying.
然后呢，接下来更严重的事情，你已经从各种讯息里面知道，有一些你认识的朋友，他们已经面临死亡。
So the pressure is getting greater.
所以这个压力是越来越重。
And then, you know, a lot of people are losing income from maybe their work or their businesses, and some of you have been affected, I'm sure. So, you know, this is going to create even more pressure.
那有些人呢，他甚至在财务上面、工作上面已经受到影响，然后那个压力，也许这些事情根本就现在就已经发生在我们身上了，那个压力是更大。
And how was your thinking during those times? You know, were you still able to maintain happiness as commanded by the Lord, or were you starting to get angry or scared? Or bitter, perhaps.
而你的心态现在是什么？你是不是觉得已经开始？你有没有按照圣经所教导的是保持喜乐？还是你已经开始有苦读，有那种非常忧虑等等这些问题？
As far as I know, none of the people in our Bible study groups have actually had the virus or had anyone in their immediate family have the virus.
当然，据我们所知，现在我们的这个在一起上这个课的所有的同学都没有人得到任何这个问题，甚至他的家庭也都没有这个问题，都没有得到病毒。
And we can give thanks to God for that.
我们要在这边特别对上帝感谢。
But let's say you get the virus or somebody else in your family gets the virus, maybe somebody close to you dies. Are you still going to be giving thanks to God?
但是如果你得到了病毒，或者是你的家人，很亲近的家人得到病毒，或者去世了，难道你还会感谢神吗？
Or if you get the virus yourself and you're suffering intense pain and then you're on the verge of death, maybe you will eventually die. Can you give thanks to God and maintain happiness up until that point where you cross over from life to death?
但是如果你已经得到了病毒，好，你越来越身体越来越虚弱，甚至濒临死亡，在那个时候，你依然可以感谢上帝吗？依然是带着喜乐感谢上帝吗？
Yeah, and of course that's where the pressure is the greatest, but that's where the greatest happiness can be attained as well. See, even under those great moments of pressure, that's where you are forced.As a Christian, really to apply as much of the Word of God as you have in your soul.
在这种受到压力越大的情况下，也就是真正要操练你能够把上帝的话语运用在你生活生命中的最重要的时刻。
Yeah, that's where everything in your life, your whole life, relies totally on the grace of God. There's nothing you can do about it.
因为你所有的人生其实完全是因着上帝的恩典而成就的。你什么也无法做。
But actually, that's the sort of the attitude we need to have on a day-to-day basis.
这基本上应该是我们每天都要有的一个态度。
A Again, you know, we need to get into a state of mind or an attitude where under every circumstance and even the great testing, where we can be happy because that is the spiritual life.
我们在我们的整个生命的态度中，我们就是必须要永远保持喜乐。这基本上就是我们的属灵生活的操练。
Yeah, so things like fear and anger and self-pity and guilt and all these things are not part of the spiritual life.
对于生命中的这种害怕
or anger,
生气 还有自我觉得可怜
okay.
或者是有罪好的感觉，这些都不是属灵生活该有的。
As a thought coming into your head, it's just a temptation, so you haven't sinned.
而当我们有一个想法它进来的时候，它其实就是一个引诱我们犯罪。
Okay, but if you start to dwell on that, and then that thought takes over your thinking, then you've sinned.
但是在只有一个想法进来的时候，那个还没有犯罪哦。可是如果我们把这个想法真正把它接受了的时候， oh. 你就变成进入了犯罪的状态。
And James actually explains the dynamics of this, or you know, how that works, in that same chapter, chapter 1, as you come down into the later verses.
好，那其实在这个雅各书里面呢，它的第一章就已经很清楚的讲所谓罪的开始的那个 dynamic, 那个
the process,
那个过程哈，它其实就在讲说，哎，一开始一个想法的那个开始点。
But if that temptation does turn into a sin, where it does take over your thinking,And now that you've got these sinful thoughts in your soul, then the solution is also very simple. Yeah, as we did at the beginning of this class, and as you should do every time when you sin, you name your sins to God the Father.
就像我们每一堂课开始的时候，我们都有教导，就是任何时一刻你感觉到你有罪，你犯罪了，你有罪的念头了，这个时候马上去跟上帝认罪。
Now in regards to testing Jesus Christ,Yeah, he had this great testing and great temptations to sin while he was on the cross, but he did not sin.
好，一个是试炼，一个是引诱，这是两个不同的状态。而耶稣基督他在十字架的时候，这试炼跟引诱同时都发生在他身上。
There is no greater suffering that has occurred in mankind than the suffering that Jesus Christ did on our behalf. He was our substitute, remember, on the cross for those 3 hours from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock on that day of the Passover.
而耶稣基督在十字架上他代替我们以代罪羔羊的身份来承受的那种痛苦，没有人承受过这样的痛苦。
And the way that Jesus Christ was able to get through those 3 hours on the cross without sinning one time was because of the spiritual life. He was living the spiritual life.
而为什么耶稣基督他在那三个小时能够承担，而且这些不管是痛苦或者是各种测试引诱，他为什么能够通过这样的一个考验？这是因为他在他的属灵的生活，他的属灵的状态。
See, Jesus Christ could have sinned. Just because he was the God-man doesn't mean he could not sin. Jesus Christ had free will. You know, he had the soul. He had a human soul like we had, and he had the free will. He could have sinned.
其实耶稣他是有我们人的魂，所以他是可以决定他是不是要觉得悲惨痛苦，他可以有一个下一个决定，就是他做了那样的一个决定的时候，他就变成有罪了。可是他在这三个小时中，他没有罪。
See, we're talking about the humanity of Jesus Christ, not the deity of human Christ.
我们现在所谈的是耶稣他的属人的状态，而不是他属神的那个状态。
Okay, this comes under the doctrine of the hypostatic union. Remember, that's the God-man, the doctrine of the God-man.
我们记得大家，我们讲过，就是我们的耶稣他其实是人神合体的。
Okay, but in his humanity, Jesus Christ could have sinned. He could have got angry. He could have been feeling sorry for himself, for all the pain that he was suffering.
而耶稣他在他属人的这一个状态，他其实是可以生气的，他是可以非常觉得自我觉得悲惨的。好，他这些状况就会叫做他 进入罪的状态了，所以他是以人，他 是有机会犯罪的。
But because he'd learned the spiritual life from a very young age, we've talked about that before, he had to learn the spiritual life, and because he was always under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit, he was applying doctrine for those 3 hours on the cross.
而因为耶稣基督从小他就学习了属灵生活该怎么做，而且他一直保持着一个圣灵充满的状况，是经过这么多30年的操练，所以他才有办法在那个在十字架上承担了这些的痛苦跟测试，却不犯罪。
And he was motivated by his love for God the Father and his love for mankind that kept him on the cross.
而他呢，也是因为受到天父的爱以及他对人类的爱的这样子的一个启动。
Now does that all sound very familiar to you?
这些都对你来讲非常的熟悉吧。
Because that's the same spiritual life that we have.
因为这是我们每天我们在面临的属灵生活中同样有的一些状态。
From the moment that we are born again, not born, but from the moment we're born again, we're commanded, we have to study the word of God.
当我们生下之后，我们就已经被要求，我们应该要学习上帝的话语。
And we're given the filling of the Holy Spirit every time we name our sins to God the Father.
而每次只要我们跟神认罪，我们就得到了圣灵充满。
We're commanded to develop a love for God and for our fellow humans.
而我们呢，我们被命令，我们应该要对神能够有充满的爱，同时也对人类人。要充满了爱。
This gives us the motivation to keep learning and keep applying the word of God.
这让我们有强烈的动机可以继续的向学习神的话语，而且学习将他的话语教导用在我们的生活中。
Jesus Christ is our prototype.
而耶稣基督就是我们的原型。
Now he proved that the spiritual life, meaning the two powers, the word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit, it works. He proved it works.
而且呢，他证明了在他身上我们真正看到了神的话语跟运用神的话语真正可以在我们的生命中成型。
Okay, and through his application of the spiritual life, he glorified God and he was raised up from the dead.
而他因为运用了神的话语，他真正把他的生命按照神所教导的做之后呢，他就荣耀了神。
So he was the first fruits.
他是第一个
The first, that's right, okay. Now we're going to stop, because we've run out of Zoom time, so we'll close down and then we'll have a 5 or 10 minute break and then we'll come back again.
好，我们的Zoom 的时间这一节到，我们先休息5到10分钟，等一下我们回来，请大家再加入。
Okay.
遇到其实你确实在当下有发喜乐，或
者说
那些。
那就是测试啊。
对，是测试，但是 how?
他其实他就经常强调一点，就叫属灵操练，你就要强迫自己。
对，那怎么操练吧？因为操练是有方法，就像你昨天你们不会自拍，他教你手要怎么摆，
对，
你就跟着做，就是他是有方法的，
是的，
才叫操练。
Do we still have time to say something about?
I got a couple of minutes.
Okay, she's saying the practice of the being.Joyful needs the right method.
That's right.
And when you are having some really stressful situation, what should be the process to make myself become happy again?
Probably the first step is the book that we have, The Faith Rest Life.
Oh.
That blue book. That's a good start.
Yeah. 那本书里面是信靠与安息。他说这个那一本书要很清楚地教你那个方法。
And this is just one way. It's one part of being happy.
他说这个教我们了一部分的方法，怎么样快乐。
Yeah, because actually, like, you know, Paul was saying in Philippians, you have to learn how to be happy. It doesn't happen naturally, of course.
在保罗的腓立比书里面有教我们说，他有特别讲说，我们必须学习怎么样变快乐。我们这个基本上不是我们的天性。对，一定要学的。
But really, and we're commanded, we have to take on the thinking of Jesus Christ. So through the study of the Bible, through Bible doctrine, We learn how Jesus thinks.
我们从圣经中我们学习耶稣怎么想。
And if we think like Jesus, we're happy because it's perfect thinking.
那如果我们学的像耶稣一样的想法的话，我们就可以很完美的变成耶稣，就会快乐。
Yeah, but we still make mistakes, so that's why we have to name our sins to God the Father, and then we get the Holy Spirit, and then we can continue on.
然后我们要就是要跟上帝认罪，然后我们就可以全圣灵充满，然后我们就比较能够做到像耶稣一样。
Yeah.
所以每一次一发生，你就马上跟上帝祷告。
Yeah. And it's a long process. And of course, it takes many, many years of study and practice.
但是经过多年的学习操练之后，我们才可能做得到。但越做会越好。
Yeah, so like when God says, you know, be happy, really it's a command, be happy, but you can't just be happy, it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, 不可能因为你说哦，上帝说爱神就是要快乐，可你不可能就这样就快乐。
You can sort of fake it, you can try and smile and lie to yourself, yes, I'm happy, but that's not true happiness.
你如果只是假装微笑，假装让自己认为自己是快乐的，那只是一个谎言。